الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وقال الله تعالى: وما عند الله خير وأبقى للذين آمنوا على ربهم يتوكلون والذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش وإذا ما غضبوا هم يغفرون والذين استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين إذا أصابهم البغي هم ينتصرون. Allah Most High says in His book that what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or what is possessed by Allah ta'ala, is better than what you think you have and in the dunya, and it's better than what you think you have in the dunya, and it lasts forever. And it's for those who believe and trust in their Lord. And so again, this is an ayah that's being quoted, or ayat that are being quoted, in the context of those ayat that are revealed in the book of Allah Ta'ala in praise of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. It says that it's for those who believe and trust in their Lord, and those who stay away from and abstain from major sins and from indecency. Kaba'ir al-ithmi wal-fawahish. Right? Fahish is anything that's a sin characterized by excess, and a sin that's characterized by shameful nature. Right? The fahisha of the private parts is zina and sexual deviance, and the fahisha of the tongue is that a person should use foul and excessive language. It's for those people who believe in their Lord and trust in Him, and abstain from major sins and from indecency, sins of indecency and excess. And those people, when they feel anger, they're quick to forgive, and those people who, when their Lord calls on them, they answer Him, and those people who establish the prayer, and those people who, the way they deal with one another is through mutual consultation, through shura. And so these are all these different osaf of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and this one wasf, this one adjective or descriptor of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, so important that the entire surah is named after it. That they consult with one another through shura. Even though the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there's ever anyone in the creation of Allah ta'ala that had the right to rule by decree, just say something and it's done, it would have been him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But everything that he had a choice in, he would always consult with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum for so many benefits and so many reasons and so many wisdoms that we don't have time to enumerate them all. But it's interesting to note that the mawqif of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah regarding the election of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the caliphate is what? Because this is in the context of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah ta'ala is describing them, right? The mawqif of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah isn't that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose him. Although there are several ahadith in which, and even ayat in the Quran in which it seems there's like an ishara and a non-discrete and a non-definite pointer toward his fadila and toward his maqam amongst the Sahaba, in the sense that the Prophet ﷺ had him lead the prayer during his illness and things like that. But saying you lead the prayer while I'm ill isn't the same legally as saying you become Khalifa after I'm gone. But the mawqif of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah isn't that the Prophet ﷺ or Allah Ta'ala ordained that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu be Khalifa after him. Because if that were the case, everybody would have taken bay'ah with him right away after the Prophet ﷺ passed away. It wouldn't have been a discussion. You either take bay'ah with him and you're a Muslim, or you don't and you're a kafir, and it would have been done. But Allah Ta'ala left them to make the decision for themselves. And they made shura, the muhajirin with the ansar, the muhajirin amongst themselves, the ansar amongst themselves. They all thought about it and talked about it and came to the decision, and they owned the decision themselves. Which was actually in many ways better for the ummah. I mean, that's what our aqidah is, right? Al-ma kana khayru min al-imkan. Whatever happened is better than what could have happened. There people say, oh, what if this happened, this happened, I would have been so happy and blah. No, what happened is better than what could have happened. As long as a person is a person of iman, that's part of our iman, is what happened is better than what could have happened. And it, you see the hikmah in it, that they chose him and they owned the decision himself. And during that 2 years of his khilafa and the 8 years of Sayyidina Umar's khilafa, was, which was in many ways an extension of his own, because he's the one who picked Sayyidina Umar for them. They didn't make mashwara about that. Rather, his khilafah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, whose khilafah is like an extension of his. That was 10 years of very dynamic and turbulent and harsh times in which people gave great sacrifices. And when a person picks the decision and owns the decision themselves, they are more willing to make sacrifice and more willing to and find ease in giving more of themselves in order to support that decision. Why? Because they own it as their own. And so this is something very beautiful that Allah Ta'ala described the Sahaba radiallahu anhum as people of Shura. And literally the first major decision they took after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a decision taken by Shura, by consultation. And what does Mashura mean? It doesn't mean democracy. It's similar to democracy in some sense, that there's a process of decision making that involves everybody or involves the majority of the people. But it's different in the sense that Shura is what? Is that everybody has the right to be heard. Not everyone has the right that they be followed. Right? So every leader, every person of significance in the community, they have must be heard. You don't have the right to block them out and not listen to what they have to say. They have a right to be heard properly, to have the time given to make their case properly without cutting them off, without giving them time, or without them also abusing your time too much by going on and on with something they could have summarized quicker. But everyone has the right to be heard. And then the flip side of the Shura system is what? Is that whoever is a leader then above people who's chosen, that leader has the right to be followed. So he did his job by listening, and then the people who follow do their job by following. But it's very interesting. It's one of the many infinite miracles of the Quran, that he describes them, radiallahu anhum, as people who make decision by Shura. And literally the first major decision they take after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes from this world is a decision built on Shura, and it's a decision that we benefit from to this day. The good benefits in terms of spiritual benefits, material benefits, political benefits, economic benefits. A person can talk for a great deal of time of what the benefit of that election and selection was by the process of Shura between the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So amruhum bainahum Shura, that their affair amongst them is an affair of mutual consultation. And then they are also those who, they're also described as those people who, from those things we gave them as provision, they spend in the path of Allah ta'ala. And they are those people that if anyone makes dhulm in their midst, they're the first ones to stand against that oppression, and they're the first ones to suppress that rebellion against Allah Ta'ala and suppress that oppression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of loving them and receiving some portion of their beautiful awsaf and attributes that Allah Ta'ala mentions in his book and that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in his tongue. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.